Hello, welcome to the Madera Tribune podcast. I'm Corey Valdez, your guest host. Today with me is Barbara Leach. Barbara is the events coordinator for the Madera District Fair. I'm so happy to have her. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you for having me.
I am so happy to have the fair back along with the rest of Madera and the Central Valley. And so when we didn't have it last year, it seemed empty around here in Madera. We were missing something, and that was the Madera District Fair. I am so happy it's back. We welcome you, Tom Mitchell, and the rest of the hardworking staff.
We are so thrilled to be open. We don't take light our responsibility to our community with over 80 years of fairs and interim events. We understand really a cornerstone of what the fairgrounds is to our community. So it was difficult for us to not have it last year. So it is our pleasure to work tirelessly to bring it this year because we know that it is a real indicator of trying to move forward and doing the best that we can to provide a safe, family-friendly event to our community that loves it and needs it.
We do need it, and we do love it. So I wanted to talk about the fair, by the way, is starting September 9th through the 12th. There are pre-sale gate admissions pricing going on now. Why don't you talk to us about the pricing and the other festivities?
Sure. So yeah, we do open September 9th through the 12th. We are open from 5 to 11 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, 3 to 11 on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, you can purchase gate admission online at Rancho San Miguel, our partner, or in our office. The adult pre-sale gate admission is $10. You can purchase a child's ticket, which covers 6 to 12-year-olds, for $5. We do have online only a senior's ticket, which is $5, and that's 62 and over. Pre-sale available also for carnival at $30 right now. It'll be $35 at fair time. So there are deals to be had, and we'd like to encourage folks to take advantage of that because it also helps with crowding and sort of offloading that at the gates. If everyone's just saying, oh, I'll just get it at the gate, we'd like to kind of expedite that for you and for us, and it also saves you a little money. There's a few other deals that happen during fair time. On Thursday, we call a community day, so kids 12 and under on Thursday are free. Seniors 62 and over are free, and we also offer free gate admission to veterans and active military with ID on that Thursday. So that's a great night to bring your family. It covers a lot of people at the gate. We know families take advantage of it. I know I did when my kids were small. Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m., kids 12 and under are free. And then within the carnival on Saturday and Sunday, we have a BOGO, buy one, get one free wristband, which is a great deal. That cannot be combined with pre-sale wristbands. So you'll have to be in the gates to take advantage of that BOGO on Saturday and Sunday. So those are the deals, both pre-sale and fair time prices.
That sounds wonderful. There's some wonderful savings there. So if you're saving money, you know, Thursdays, you know, that Thursday and Friday seems to be the days. I wanted to talk to you about the Table Mountain.
Our Table Mountain concert series presented by Dos Equis is on our traditional concert field. And so, you know, I think we've had a few questions like, is the fair going to look the same as it always has? Yes, in fact, it will. I think our guests will be pleasantly surprised by that. There is not any retraction from anything that we've provided in the past. We have spread a few of our food vendors out and trying to alleviate any places of crowding as the fair goes on through the weekend. So that brings us to the concert venue, and it looks very much like it always has. The concert venue is free seating with your paid gate admission. So you can stand, you can rent a lawn chair, you can sit in the bleachers. There's plenty of choices, and we love what that venue's turned into over the years. So the big lineup, we have Metalachi on Thursday night, which is a really interesting and high entertaining group. They do a mashup of heavy metal and mariachi with a lot of cover songs. They are great entertainment. If you're like, nah, I'm gonna pass, you should not. You should go over to the venue and check it out because they are great entertainers. On Friday evening, we have a band called Kalimba, and they are an Earth, Wind, and Fire tribute band. And as soon as I knew they were coming, I threw a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire's Essential on my own little iPhone. And boy, the songs and sounds from Earth, Wind, and Fire really take you back. So we're excited to have a tribute to that. Saturday night is Devin Dawson. He's more of a new modern country, and he's great. On Sunday night, we have two bands, which has kind of been this pattern the last few years. So Banda Movil and Banda Arcangel R15 are the bands that will play on the concert venue that night. So we're excited about that, and we think it's going to be a good time. I know a little bit of comments, people are wondering why we're into tributes this year, and to be totally transparent, as we were planning for the fair, we just weren't sure where we would be, and contracts of that nature sometimes take much longer than people think. And this was really the best trajectory for the fair for this year, and we think it's going to be a good time.
I think it's going to be a good time, too. You know, and the tribute bands, there's some really great ones out there. On the 2030 stage, which is also live entertainment.
Yes.
You want to talk to our listeners about that too?
Yeah. So, you know, in a year when people would think you're shrinking back, we're double down on the live music. So the 2030 venue has sort of grown over the last few years. It's next to a very famous 2030 club booth where you can find beverages, and there's plenty of food in that area as well. We have been doing what we call an after-party show on that stage, but this year we've actually added a pre-party music. So there is significant bands coming on that stage. I believe on Thursday evening we have Valley native Patrick Contreras. That's Violin on Fire, and he has his whole band, which is a fantastic show. That'll be the after party on 2030. We have another actual local band on Friday evening at 6 called Sonic Revolution. They're a tribute to the Cult. And the lead singer, I believe, is a Madeira native, Greg Minear. And I think somewhere near class of 88 from Madeira High, could be wrong. So I think that's a fun poll. On Saturday, we have a band, Josh Day Band, we learned about at a fair conference. He's down in South Valley. He's a great country cover band. Foreigner Unauthorized is on, and, you know, who doesn't love some Foreigner tribute?
Very true.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then on Sunday, we have a tribute, George Strait, Strait Country, and then a cumbia band, Sonora San Jose, that'll finish out Sunday night on that stage. So lots of live music. And again, it's all free with your paid gate admission.
That's great. I'm really looking forward to the Foreigner Unauthorized concert. And we have plenty of ground acts again this year. We have the Alaskan Pig Race.
Adorable.
And our, let's see, there is the Rock Bottom Boys.
Yeah, they are new to us. They're not new to the fair industry at all, but it's the first time we've been able to have them. So they are like a blues folk group. So fun. They're great, great, very professional show. And they'll be playing mostly on our patio stage. So if you're at the fair at any point, make sure you see that on the schedule.
The exhibits, one of them is going to be the live food judging that will be outdoors this year at the amphitheater stage. Tell us about that.
So we have live food contests that get judged live. Now, normally this happens in the hall, and we just thought, let's just take it to the people. So, you know, normally when it's in the hall, it's the contestants and a few others that are watching. So it's interesting to see. We have the homemade pie contest on Friday. On Saturday, there is a rib contest, a cupcake war, and then on Sunday, a salsa judging contest, which are really fun. And those people that enter are obviously going for a blue ribbon, but they also have cash awards that they win and, you know, some bragging rights.
Heck yeah. the floor culture is going to be located at the Annex, formerly known as the Commerce Building and the Skating Rink.
Right. So that's where we've housed it. You know, we've changed some things in that building, and I think the public's going to be happy to see some of the things that have happened in there, and floor culture is an amazing exhibit to look at. Lots of succulents, a lot of arrangements. There's a lot of FFA entries as well. And from there, they can take a peek at that portion of floor culture, but the last part of floor culture, that's a hard word, floor culture, is actually out in our horse barns where there are large gardens, and that area is entirely full, and it'll be hosted by the Master Gardeners.
Wonderful. Something that's near and dear to my heart is the livestock, the junior livestock, which is the auction is going to be at 12 noon on Saturday?
Correct, Saturday the 12th.
Tell us a bit about that.
If you know, you know, I guess, as they say. The Junior Livestock Auction and Shows is rooted deep in the fair industry, you know, for over the century. And it's a great opportunity for youth that invest in projects and show their animals. And then, of course, a majority of those go to market on Saturday, which is a, you know, culminates into our auction. And it's so beautifully supported by businesses and members from the community that come and purchase their animals. There is, it's just a long-standing tradition, and it's a beautiful gesture of contributing to the next generation in our community. And, you know, that's always open to the public if they've participated before and we're looking to come again. It's totally open for new and renewed buyers. If folks have never participated in that, it's wonderful to get involved. There's even as simple as what we call bump bids, which means if you know someone maybe that has a project and you aren't capable of purchasing the whole animal, because that's quite an investment, you can make small donations or contributions, we call bump bids, and in increments of $25, and that goes towards that exhibitor and their project, and an investment towards what they've done and to the future of what they'll do. So,
great. Well, I'm looking forward to the fair, and I know the Central Valley is too. One more thing, because of what we're going through, the pandemic. Do you want to touch on that, about what the fair is doing in order to protect their guests and their family?
Sure. We have added extended hand washing stations and hand sanitizing areas. We've been working closely with the county, and right now we're under recommendations, and we would just like to encourage the community, you know, to take in consideration their own health and the health of our community and work through all the advisements. Mask wearing when required, hand washing frequently, hand sanitizing, social distancing when possible, and to be vaccinated. And
Vaccinated at the fair, right?
They can. The Department of Public Health will be there, and if that's something you still need to do, you can do that while at the fair this year. We even just want to encourage guests, if they feel that they fall into a category of compromised health in any way, you know, they should take that into consideration as well. It won't be a small event, but we are putting everything in place to do the best we can to help aid our guests as they make their decision coming into the fair.
Well, I know the fair is doing the very best, and I'm looking forward to it, and I just can't wait for September 9th through the 12th.
And the corn dogs.
And the corn dogs, wait!
And the cinnamon
rolls. The most important part. Okay. The fair food is awesome. We all know that. And so mine is the cinnamon rolls and the corn dogs. Yes. If you're ever trying to find me, I'm over by the cinnamon roll truck or the,
yes,
the corn dog truck.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah. There's not a bad thing to eat in there.
There isn't. Yeah. I've never had anything bad at the fair.
No, it's so fun. Some of the new and interesting things to try, you know, deep fried Oreos. We have at Maddie Moo's, which is a cheese fried shack thing kind of over by the concert venue, does a rainbow grilled cheese. So when you pull it apart, the cheese is all rainbowy and fun. So that's a fun thing for kids. And he's got cheese curds, and, you know, of course, there's plenty of tacos and the roasted corn. And one of our friends, our favorites, is Mason's Den. They do the rainbow elote with the, they're just so beautiful to look at. And corn in a cup, ice cream, shaved ice, kettle corn, you name it. It's all going to be there.
And, of course, we have the rides in the Midway. And you can't forget about the rides and also the games that are there in the Midway. So there's a variety of entertainment and a variety of acts. You don't want to miss it. It's a great deal. It's a family-friendly environment. The nights, they light up the nights with some great music, some dancing. So, you know, we're all ready for some fun. And I think we deserve it. If you have any more questions, or if you want to know more about the Madera Fair, you can go to www.maderafair.com. That's www.maderafair.com. Or you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, both at Madera Fair. We're heavy in those two social platforms.
Yes, you are. Your Instagram page is awesome.
Thanks.
So is your Facebook, but your Instagram page is awesome.
Thank you.
Barbara, thank you so much for coming into the Madera Tribune and being on the podcast. Well, that's it for today. Madera, Central Valley, please come on out and support this fair. It's a wonderful fair, and I hope to see you there.